got the pieces of the brokenness inside. I am light. I am light. I am light. I am light. Things that caused me pain. I am not the pieces of the dream I left behind.
Grateful to be able to come in with that song. So far, I just have to say a special thanks to India Ari for opening up for us, because this is absolutely art imitating life in so many ways. I see into the future, and so far, her attorneys and YouTube has allowed us to continue to post this with the intro, which makes Sunday so special. So welcome to Rebirth Sunday, and I am here as your spiritual midwife, LaTanya Taylor, affectionately known as the Rev Coach, the Juicy Spirit Mama, the Priestess of Purpose, Pleasure, and Passion, and it's time for me to claim the Mother Rebirth, Rebirth Mother, and Mothering Rebirth in this space. So you can read about me on any spot, any platform, but this Sunday morning is about you. It's open to all, and hopefully all who are here are open to it. It's no secret that we have been focused in this month, new mind, new money, and we opened up the challenge a few weeks, letting you know that it was coming. For those of you who have been listening, many of you have said yes and are in the space. I say you all are the first responders. And today we decided, instead of doing and hand feeding people in Rebirth Woman as we have done in the past, that we would be a demonstration, that this process will require an investment, and we would still offer this opportunity to tune up, to tune in, to tap in on Sunday morning. And so I want to just go right into a piece of shifting that's happening, even for me, even for things that I think I already know and align with. I've been listening again with a new mind, with new ears. I've been reading again with new eyes. I've been seeing where there are certain spirit attachments that have come along the way that can sit in your heart, to sit in your spirit, to sit around you, around me, and be a block. Even as you go to the next level, even as you expand, then it's really easy for those attachments to begin to make themselves visible or heard. And so one of the things that many of you may have heard along the way in your journey is, and you may think, well, this doesn't apply to me either. But I do want you to consider doing the hygienic cleanup, because as we talk about shifting everything, sometimes when we are looking to go to the next level or focus in, even if you're happy with where you are now, when you are ready to expand, when you're being called to something higher, you sometimes have to turn over every stone in your own consciousness to see where you could be getting in the way if you haven't seen the manifestation of that yet. And so many of us may not be aware, but we've heard about the rich man not being able to get through the eye of a needle. We've heard things about money being the root of all evil. And so this sometimes can be a get in your face kind of situation. You may feel like the person who's bringing it up and challenging your limiting beliefs is getting in your face. But then there's a point where you know that you know that something needs to shift, and that's when you drop the excuses. You begin to help yourself, and a byproduct is being able to help others. And so when you look at sometimes problems with attracting money, because sometimes there is still an unconscious belief that money is evil, and or that you can't have what you desire, or that you have to work hard to get it. And so many of us, even when we look at what it is we really desire to have, we focus on the how, and so we'll declare the incremental desires instead of the big desires. And so when you think about anything that you think is evil, and this really can apply to even those who are single and looking to attract a mate, because remember, we're not talking about just being prosperous in the form of paper currency, because the paper currency has us really distracted from our own currency, which is the real attractor factor. And so even if you think men are evil or men are dogs and you're a woman seeking to be in relationship with a man, what do you think you're going to attract? Either nothing or exactly what you believe. And so you will continue to get those types of situations. If you think that you always get the short end of the stick, then you will attract relationships and work situations where you are not necessarily being compensated. So when you look at the high idea of is money evil, Ben Witherington in Jesus and Money says money in and of itself is just a means of exchange. Those of you who have ever done training with me, particularly on positioning to prosper and the orgasmic abundance series, where we look at this very thing about money being a means of exchange, we looked at the history of money. That teaching is available in Rebirth University, shameless plug. But he says money in and of itself is just an exchange. It is no more inherently evil than any other material thing God created. The quote about money being evil really came from Paul, y'all. Somebody say Paul, y'all. Not Jesus. Paul was not really enlightened. He was converted, right? And Paul, much of what we have believed about a lot of principles of manifestation and spiritual relationship didn't necessarily come directly from Jesus. They've been distorted by man. So Paul wasn't enlightened, but wisely warned about the love of money being a problem. And yes, absolutely. Loving the medium of exchange more than you love life or more than you love people is a form of lack. But energetically, whatever you focus on is going to grow. And so what about the story where Jesus said a rich man can't get into Jesus said it would be difficult for a rich man to get in, not that he can't get in. Why is it difficult? It's difficult to get through an eye of a needle when you're carrying a lot of stuff. In other words, yeah, the rich man that's attached to his stuff, his identity is attached to what he has and not who he is, then he can't get into heaven. What is heaven? Well, heaven is higher consciousness. Heaven is something that we can have right here on earth. There are people who feel like that, who really, you ask them about their life, they'll tell you they're living heaven on earth because they're realizing their dreams now. God is manifested in them right now through loving their work, loving their life, loving their travel, loving their family. There are people, we don't hear a whole lot about those people unless sometimes their celebrity success, but you know, there is quiet money. We were just watching some entertainment, we were watching the Black Music Awards film right here in Atlanta, and it's sponsored by State Farm. My husband connected the dots. He said, "Wait a minute, State Farm is the same people that sponsored Bayou Classic. Who is the founder of State Farm?" He did the research. Well, quiet as it kept, his legacy is several billion dollars, okay? So we see things happen. We get entertained, like court gestures entertain the king's court. You get to determine whether what side are you on. Are you the people who are just on the sidelines watching, being entertained? And sometimes your spirituality is that which entertains you versus one entertains you, one that engages you. And how do you do that? You have to engage it. You all know, those of you who have gone through the rites of passage process, you know we should be wearing our T-shirts, and maybe by this by Black Friday you'll be able to get yours. It works when you work it. It works when you work it. And so the material is the concrete form of the spiritual. I say that again. Anything we want in the material, it's a concrete form of the spiritual. And some of us only have a spiritual relationship with survival. So, of course, we have our basic needs. But what about the desires of your heart? It's not. It's just not so fine to be attached to any of it, even the bills, even the survival. Don't be attached to any of it. And that is the part of us in turning over stones and checking to see, what are we holding on to? Because if your happiness is dependent on them, then you're missing the miracle at this point. You're missing the miracle. The miracle is what? This is Shift Everything 2019, right? And what we're studying, I am the medium of miracles, so says A Course in Miracles. Everybody affirm that. I am the medium of miracles. What is a miracle? A miracle is a shift in consciousness. If you've been looking for a shift, where does it have to shift first? In consciousness. The miracle is the shift in consciousness, the moment that you go from I'm in lack to I'm in fullness, the moment that you go from survival mode to thank you for everything and multiply it. What really matters is what is in our heart concerning money. What's in your heart concerning money? That's the truth you have to tell. It is your be-all and end-all. If it's your be-all and end-all, then money is your God. And whether it's the not having money or the just going for the money, it's your God. And so, there are some people who say they're okay with that. Well, and those people can thrive. There are people who have made money their God, and they have a healthy relationship with it. But maybe you need to have a healthy relationship with your purpose. Maybe you need to have a healthy relationship with your why, which could be your children. It could be getting out of debt. It could be being able to leave a legacy. But from a Jesus or Paul viewpoint, it can be a no-no according to Christians who have distorted this idea, but yet we see pastors who live well, and we see pastors who drive well. But while the parishioners are struggling because they've made the pastor their God as well. So what about those who are teaching and educating, who sometimes always have to convince you? I told you all the story of Puffy Sean Combs saying, you know, I'm telling y'all the basic things to do. And I know we've talked about basic things to do a challenge or a reset is just an opportunity to come together, like minds, with a like theme, with a like focus, in fellowship together and accountability. Because where two or more gathered, I am there. And so says the scripture, talking of God being in the presence. Because sometimes you just need to be in the energy, in the fellowship, because everybody at home is not around someone that's positive, someone that's consciousness. And you, if you were to do it and formulate it for yourself, you would come to Sunday calls with your notebook. And every time you hear something, a term that you are not aware of, what does that mean? When Rev Coach says, if you have any questions on Sunday, you would ask them, you would inbox them. Why? Because it means that you are ready to shift, that you're hungry for a shift. You are looking to in all thy getting, get understanding. But see, many of us want to get shortcuts. We want to ensure everybody ought to want to do the quantum leap. But the quantum leap does not mean that you don't get to be an active participant in it. And this brings me to my next point of close. Is a lot of times when we have those old beliefs sitting in there, limiting beliefs about money, there's also resistance, what we call resistance. I don't know why my words are having such a hard time coming out this morning, but I guess because I'm so full, they want to come out faster, or the energy is coming out faster than the words are able to form. And so what I'm saying is, we all reach a point of resistance sometimes. And this is why you see executives keep a coach. They keep someone around them who's mentoring them, or, you know, and even on the hood, in the block. When you want to level up, you're not going to hang around certain people. That's even street code. You have to shift the game. So what we have to do is to appreciate money in all its uses. I'll give those who are listening, even if you're not in the challenge, hopefully today you will join the challenge. You will still have a full 21 days. And trust me, there's a part of me that wants to just discount it, give you an incentive. But I know that your incentives, our incentives for those of us who are in these money conversations of next level, shifting, new mind, programming are now, something more is required of us to overcome. Because even when it comes to resistance, right, sometimes the resistance is not outside of us. The resistance is sometimes in us. You know, I'm not one who easily accepts no for an answer when I'm going for my goal, when I'm going for something. I cannot tell you how many times I've been in company of people, sometimes even my own husband, who said, can't be done. And that just gives me energy and motivation to figure out how can it be done. I know that has been a secret sauce for me. How can I do it? When I shift from how can I do it, it is almost 100% done, on the way, or the way is open. I have a testimony really quickly before I close out on this note of resistance. I can, and Dana could be my witness if she, and send her love this morning, as she's not feeling that well. In fact, she was sick in the middle of the night, and so she couldn't be with us this morning. But Dana will tell you that when I went from one day when we went to the Success Conference to the next, I shifted just by being in the right company, right conversation, right challenge from, nah, you know, I ain't going to do it. I just don't have it to do it like that. 15 to $22,000 investment that would give me exactly what I've been praying for in terms of my business. So at least so the offer said. And so I went from I just can't see how I can do it, because I was looking at me, I was looking at my resource. That's how it was going. In my head. And then the next day, From that to I can't to I know I can, and I will, and I'm going to. It's already done. And not knowing the how, nothing really has shifted except my consciousness the next day, she will tell you. Well, what she doesn't know, because I hadn't had a chance to talk to her, is in my saying yes and releasing the resistance, even to what I said I desire because of the price tag and my resources at the time. I've had another meeting, and in that meeting was offered to me to do the exact $15,000, $22,000 worth of work. Exactly what I wanted showed up from a totally different resource. I just want y'all to let that sink in. I said yes, and I'm still going to do it because it is worth my while. The investment is worth it. And I also understand that more is going to be required of me, and I say yes to it. Because you're called to the more. I'm called to the more. You couldn't even want the more if you weren't called to it. And so I encourage you today, if you're listening, get in this new money, new mindset energy. Get into the new money, new mind 21-day experience. Get into it for you, for the thing that you are focusing on. So basically, when you look at resistance, the sole purpose of money is really, from Arnold Patton's quote in his book, Money, is to express appreciation. Think about it. When you realize that money is neutral, that you can use it with a heart full of love and you can be a steward for it to see that the divine is expressed through you, then you are a clear channel to attract all the money that you will allow. Money Teresa, Mother Teresa even said, money will come if we seek first the kingdom and the rest is given. Well, what's the kingdom? What is the kingdom? The kingdom, mind, dome. Like, really, like, this is not made up. Etymology is right in front of your face, but when you have had distorted teachings, you like money is evil, like rich man can't get through the eye needle. If he said difficult, but deny that he couldn't, then we start to seek you first the kingdom. Then that's why we'll do church and we want to be inspired and want to be prayed over. We want altar calls because we want a savior, and we do not see in the savior in the kingdom of our own mind. Be ye transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. Be ye transformed by what? The renewing of your mind, because the religious wars have been fought over the answers. So it is really, you are the answer. Nobody has the only right answer. There are pieces of this whole puzzle, and your Christian understanding is one, your Muslim understanding is another, and if you start reading all the different texts, they all have common themes. Well, that is where you get into the metaphysics. They have universal chords and themes. And so what's the voice in your heart that whispers what it wants to do next? When you follow it, when you move in the direction of experiencing and creating your kingdom right here, right now, you know, you won't look at people like Jay Leno and his car collection and say, well, why does he need all that? You won't look at Bill Gates and his fortune and say, he's lucky draw. Or Donald Trump, for that matter, there's certain energy that you just wouldn't even give to even him. You wouldn't even give it to him. And you certainly, in the names that I've named, what about when we look at our people who look like us who have had success? What do we say about them? Or what did people say about them when they were on the road, when they were focused, when they kept trying, when they fell on their face, when they didn't have? But look at me now. Look, I could start, you know, look at Tyler Perry. Look at, he could have an attitude of, look at me now, baby. He says something so powerful about forgiveness. It takes a lot. He deserves the fortune. His abuser, he takes care of, which is his stepfather. That story he tells, he told his story to set himself free. He used his creativity to express that story, that pain. That's abundance. He was relentless in pursuing the vision that he had in his head. Was it resistance after being abused, after being judged, after questioning all types? And I'm just using Tyler. Oprah has the same story of abuse and neglect and rejection. And then there are, you know, it's a shame I cannot even say all of the names, Robert Johnson. And then there is a black woman billionaire whose name I should be able to name. So let's play with that. You know, if you know who they are, post them this week in Rebirth Woman. Or if you're in the Prosperity, the Prosperity Challenge, the New Money, New Mind Success Alliance that we've formed, then post it there. The point is, if you're on an ego trip and you need to feel like you're the one in control, the ego will take you right on out into a vacation of resistance, a vacation of stuck, a vacation of judgment. Don't even utter a negative word about anyone who has had wealth or success in any measure. Affirm for them, they deserve it, and so do I. If you see someone with something that you want, that's for me. But give thanks and praise that they manifested it, and it's in your vortex because it could be your next if you choose it. So keep in mind, we want to even just pull in those of you who are not with the Judeo-Christian, we can even look to Buddha, because Buddha had teachings on prosperity at work and at home. I can't pronounce the name, but he says the Buddha never imposed limitations on his lay followers' efforts to be successful. Instead, he clearly encouraged them to strive for success, whether in trading cattle, farming, archery, government service, or any profession or industry, a layperson should strive to advance in his or her respective field, so says the Buddha. Notably, the motivation to achieve success is an important requirement in any person's life. An attitude is, I have a job that's enough for me to live on, has no place in Buddhist teaching either. In other words, don't put any limits on yourself. None of these people taught that this was evil. And so none of them taught that the things sometimes that we hear now, you have a right to give yourself permission to go to the next level. And maybe you need to shift and change of your surroundings. Maybe you need to ask questions instead of talking so much and telling what you know. Maybe you need to be challenged. You need to just focus in so that when you have it, when it comes, you know what to do. You know how to respond, because it is coming. It is already here for many of us. We just have to move out of the way with our level of resistance to open ourselves to receive. The God in you makes you rich. And this is not just some God talk. This is the current in the currency. And so today I just want to, I'm just going to do this really briefly. If there are any of you who have heard anything that was good to you, to your spirit, I just want to check in with you this morning. Hear your voices, feel your energy. Remember, if you're here for the first time, I am your host, but you are always our co-host, even when we have a guest on. I'm taking everyone off mute. If there's anyone that heard something, those of you who are in the New Mind, New Money Challenge and Shift, you're going to get your focus your process for this week to focus on. It'll be available to today before 12, and we're going to go up higher a little bit more this week. We're not here to talk about the actual reset challenge, because that process you all invested in. But if it's something that has shifted, a praise report, something, an aha moment, or anything that you heard today, the lines are now open.
Grand Rising, this is Nina.
Grand Rising.
I wanted to say that the Money Mindset Challenge has challenged me to think so much bigger than, I mean, I've been, you know, we've had challenges before, but it's a different season of my life, so that the challenge is meeting me in a different place, and it really did cause me to stop and pause and think about, well, where would I, how, you know, where in my life, what things are on my desire list? How could I invest in those things? And just really, it had me expand how I think about, you know, if I had money as no issue, no challenges in money, I had a little resistance, and I had some challenges thinking about, well, you know, what will you do with more than you can imagine? and it caused me to really imagine more. And then I also want to report that you said to me, you don't have to know the end, you know, how you're going to get to the end. You just position yourself in a yes, and things will open the way. And so many things are opening, and I'm just happy to report that saying yes is huge. And if there's anybody who is wavering on a yes in any way, oh, just leaning into it is a way unto itself. So I just want to say that without saying too much about, you know, details of any of it. I'm happy to report that there are more. I could just see the Holy Spirit opening up so many things. Like, the way is literally open up as we speak it.
That's good news.
All right, now.
That's yummy stuff right there. All right.
So.
Anyone else? Thank you for sharing. Anyone else? Any shifts, ahas, belly jumps?
Yes, beautiful rising sisters. This is Janae.
Hey, Janae.
Hi. Hi. your testimony definitely just, you know, opened me up and just, you know, reminded me, you know, even to me saying yes to the new money mindset challenge myself, even in the midst of, you know, thinking, you know, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but like you said, the question is, how can I do this? And so I just did it. And, you know, as I told you, I just considered it a message of devotion to myself and sending a message to the universe that I deserve this. So, yeah, anybody who is interested or is wanting to, I would just say do it, because it's so rich, just even the first week. It's just so rich, and so I'm very grateful and appreciative. And so that's my thinking this morning.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I didn't pay any of these people to say any of these things about the challenge. any of my sisters. But even for those of you who haven't, who may not have had, you know, said yes yet, it's open and it's available to you, but I do want you to know that the shift can happen right now. It can happen just with our energy. We really, a lot of times, do not give any attention to things that we've been taught that sit in the back of our consciousness that we have not said, you know, I no longer choose to believe this for me and for my life. And when you don't see the evidence, a lot of times it's so difficult to declare it because most of us are used to our intellect. And our intellect sometimes is the same thing that gives us anxiety. So the same thing we lean on is the same thing that gives us the anxiety, that causes us to not sleep at night, that causes our hair to come out or us to gain weight because we're craving sweetness in our life, so we're stuffing ourselves with sweet stuff. Or we can't get out of bed because our thoughts are so heavy that you feel like you can't get up in the morning. Or you feel like you're going in circles just robbing Peter to pay Paul. If you don't pay yourself first, you're already in lack. If you don't pay yourself first. And even most of us have not been taught that. We've been taught by some old school who have been programmed by hardcore religion is you're supposed to pay the church first, pay your tithes and offerings first. But when we started to study even wealth principles of the Bible, you pay a tenth is supposed to go to you. And you know, I've heard elders talk about that. If you make $100, baby, you take $10 of that money, you put that money to the side. You save something for yourself. But many of you give your power and gas and all of those more attention than it is your desire and the desires of, and not just you, all of us, because we start to worry what would happen if this is not paid. What would happen if I say no to my children on this? Well, I don't want them to feel like they don't have anybody. What you're really saying is I don't want them to feel what I felt and haven't dealt with. I just let that sweep over whoever.
Let that marinate. Oh.
Let that just sweep on over the room. So you come in from a lack consciousness because you truly are in debt to your own avoidance, your own resistance to face yourself. And some of you still have superwoman capes on. We can rescue everybody. And so your ass is tired because you have not taken off the cape. And so you need to be needed. Therefore, you attract chaos all around you all the time. Most of the time, it'll be through your children and your grandchildren. Or friends who keep you in mess, who keep you doing whatever. And so a new mind and a new money. Remember always, for those who aren't in the challenge, those who have worked with me before, we know that money is my own
natural energy yield.
And so what energy are you yielding? Is it one of surrender? Is it one of decreeing, declaring? Is it one of imagination and vision? Is it one of action and activation? I pray that this has been of some service to you today, and that there will be more ahead for us. If you are interested, I will place the link in Rebirth Woman and also in the Rebirth Sunday, but you can go to bit.ly/newmindnewmoney, bit.ly/newmindnewmoney to join us in the challenge. Well, I keep cancel challenge. Let's not use that word anymore. It's a reset. I've designed it so that if those who may be interested in resetting later can always come back to it, return to it, and reset again. So I love you all, and well, not ending. I won't end. We won't end without prayer. That's why we're here. So if you can just get into your mind's eye the desire of your heart, any dollar amount you need, any breakthrough, a new address, a new zip code, a promotion, whatever you feel will prosper you and your spirit, if you can get that in your spirit now. You take a few breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Breath is also a key to our abundance. Breathing and meditation as a daily practice is a key to our abundance. And now I want you to think of those ancestors, archangels, and guides. And I want you to think about what they possibly could have been praying for. Most of the time it was for safety, for an idea to be recognized, for their children to be okay. And just connect that you are the answer to someone's prayer. Affirm that for yourself. I am the answer to someone's prayer. And begin to just speak the names of those angels on the other side who guide us, who walk with us, who we can lean on even when we don't even know we're leaning. We call forth our ancestors at this time. Begin to speak their names into this space.
Bernita A. Earl.
Josie B. Taylor.
Sarah Brown.
Sarah Bolden.
Willie Brown. Bolden.
Marion Fletcher,
Adela Davis,
Viola,
Tom Ellington, Dennis Taylor Jr.,
Manny Bailey,
Uncle Money, Queen Mother,
Yvonne,
Charlie Bailey,
Ashe. We acknowledge the presence of those ancestors as they are spoken. We feel their presence now. Mother, Father, God, Holy Spirit, all that is, all that ever has been, all that ever will be, we know you as the senior partner in our financial affairs. We look on and lean on the divine within us for guidance, and that when we hear and listen deeply, we know that our steps are ordered. We know that we are led to see and to do the right next appropriate step that will guide us to the desires of our heart, the money that is supplied for every good need. We declare that right contacts are established, right influences are set in motion, right activities are started so that our abundance becomes manifested elegantly and effortlessly under grace. We surrender the idea of hard, working hard, striving and struggling and straining. Give us the creative impulse and the creative intelligence to trust our inner guidance. And we thank you that that inner guidance guides us to the right next step. We know that our steps are ordered. We know that the universe responds to our believing word. Give us the courage to overcome spiritual laziness, to speak the word, to speak right results even before we have them, to seek the rewards from our vision and not other people. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that we are guided to see, to do, to have, and to be exactly who we are called to be and not an imitation of someone else. Give us the money to meet our needs for every good requirement and every investment and to move us out of survival mode into thriving. Give us an abundant supply. We call for that right now. We speak the words of the principles of abundance, that God is our lavish, unfailing abundance, the rich, omnipresent substance of the universe. This all-providing source of infinite prosperity is individualized as me, in me, and through me, as the reality of me. We lift up our mind and our heart to be aware, to understand, and to know that the divine presence, I am, is the source and substance of our good, that the I am consciousness of the inner presence is our lavish abundance. We are connected with this I am presence. The I am consciousness of constant mind, of this mind of infinite prosperity, is the consciousness that is filled with light and truth. Through this consciousness of our God selves, the Christ within as our source, we draw into our mind and feeling nature the very substance of spirit. The substance is our supply. Thus, our consciousness of the presence of God within us is our supply. Money is not our supply. No person, place, or thing is our supply. Our awareness, understanding, and knowledge of the all-providing activity of the divine mind within us is our supply. Our consciousness of truth is unlimited. Therefore, our supply is unlimited. Our inner supply instantly and constantly takes on form and experience according to our needs, purpose, and desires. As the principle of supply in action, we are supplied today because we say so. We declare supply today. We declare so much supply that there is overflow. We know that we are directed with the overflow to pour into good things that will not return to us void, but it will accomplish that which we set it forth to do. The divine consciousness that is I am is forever expressing its true nature of abundance through us, in us, and as us, and that responsibility is not ours. Our only responsibility is to be aware of this truth. And so today, we are totally confident in letting go and letting God appear as the abundant all-sufficiency in our life and our affairs. And with that, we speak the word, knowing that the word should not return to us void, that it will accomplish that which we agree on and that we sent it forth to do. And with that, we agree and we say, Ashe and amen, and we let it be so.
Ashe.
And so amen. All right.
Ashe.
Have a wonderful day, everyone. We'll see you on the other side. Ciao.
Love you.
Ciao.